It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There's a real good reason to go to the podcast today. Simply go to the Odyssey app.
Oh, they're still singing.
That song is 15 seconds too long. Can we clip that off?
I was like still jamming. I was over here singing it, and you just... Rah, 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 rah.
Go to the podcast and listen to the explanation of why Bar Bingo has been canceled. Canceled for this Friday night downtown. It's a venue issue, and we can't do it. And you'll get the full explanation if you go listen to the podcast. Is the podcast, have you put it up yet? Have you put that portion up yet?
That portion is up.
Okay, so it's there.
Yes.
On the Odyssey app.
I'm a genius. I told the story about why it went down, why it was yanked. And it's pretty a good explanation, and it makes sense. And none of it is our fault at all.
Nope.
At all. Our management or any. We even asked. Listen, we have receipts. We even asked, is there going to be any kind of conflict? Nope. They said no.
We took a tour of everything.
Yep. So that's very interesting
Get
to me.
The explanation, but as of today, and it will continue this way the rest of the week, it is canceled. Do not show up. There will be nobody there. Nobody calling out the bingo numbers. No little daubers on the table. Nothing. It ain't going to be there. So don't go.
And play that little thing.
What little thing?
The sound effect.
Oh, hang on a second. I got a sound effect I got to play here.
Yeah, here we go.
Says it all.
You know, that's a wawa.
Which one do you like better? We had a debate this morning.
He doesn't even care.
It's a what?
I had a teaching moment with you.
A wawa?
A wawa.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, it goes on the end of a trumpet.
Wow, wow, wow.
It goes on the end of the trumpet. It looks like a little plunger.
Yeah, it does. Yes,
it does. It just, and wasn't that just a sad moment right there?
It was.
All right, so which one do I like better?
I've seen a Wawa.
Have you?
Yeah, we had them in Tennessee.
You had Wawa?
We had Wawa.
Oh, you had Wawa's.
Yeah, I know you don't think we have that kind of stuff
I live. I didn't know about Wawa's.
I do have one, but I can't find it right now.
Oh, no.
I'm looking through this. Oh, I've got it right here. All right. This is the one. I like this
one,
too.
All right, so let's take a vote.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start with the Wawa.
Okay.
The Wawa first. On which one says the moment the best, okay, of a cancellation done, finished.
No,
get out of here, you punk. All right.
It's Wawa. Powerful. That's Wawa. Pretty powerful.
Here's the other.
Ooh, that's good, too.
Sad.
Boy.
You know why?
The Price is Right one hurts me more.
Yeah.
Because that means somebody lost some money.
That's what I think, too.
I think that's a better one.
Didn't I tell you that this morning, Spadil?
I said, Spadil. And I said, we should play this one.
Yeah.
This one here.
I feel like that is more solid.
It gets you in the gut.
Yeah, because that's where they like either went over, right? Yeah.
No, that's the point. When you hear that, get the hell off stage.
Yeah.
You're done.
Just get out of here.
Have
man.
Your dog spitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's The Price is Right. Okay, you know what?
17 more times.
Okay, really? Seriously. We're done. Okay, yep. All right, okay. Anyway, that explains...
I could do that all day.
That explains basically... Both of those explains Bar Bingo. It has been canceled.
Both of what?
No. It was funny, and then it wasn't. It was funny. We all had to laugh. And then he just keeps going.
That makes me tickled.
Does it?
Tickles me. Are fancy.
Boy, you are special. Right,
so yesterday, or last night, I'm watching the Monday Night Football. And I accidentally left it on that ESPN channel that have those two brothers, that Peyton Manning and that Eli Manning. Mm-hmm. They have their channel, and I would have thought this would have gotten old after a while, but I guess it's a hit. I don't know.
They're good.
But they get on there, and they describe. I don't like it. To me, it's not that good because I like to watch football. I don't want to hear these two yahoos, okay? But nevertheless, they're on last night, and I'm watching. and the Chicago Bears are playing. Peyton Manning starts explaining that he tried to get the Pope, yeah, out of Italy, on the show because he's a Bears fan.
He's a huge Bears fan.
The Pope is, right?
Yeah.
He's a big Bears fan.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. Here's from last night.
Did the Pope say no?
Let's find out.
I think we should let the people know that you tried the book, a big-time fourth guest. Is it true that you failed the book, Chicago native Pope Leo the 14th?
Yeah, kind of like I failed to recruit Randy Moss to Tennessee. I couldn't close the Pope, but I made the effort, Eli. That's the kind of effort we make here at ESPN, too. I tried my hardest. Can we show the letter? Look at these two handwritten letters I wrote. I wrote His Holiness himself, and I wrote his executive assistant. Handwritten. I made the effort. Look, these are handwritten letters, and if you're watching, Your Holiness, this is an open invitation. Come on the show anytime. It's you. It's Tiger Woods. It's Bradley Cooper. It's President Bush. It's Larry David. Y'all are our most wanted on that list for the Manning cast. Come anytime. We'd love to have you, Your Holiness.
Huh.
That would have been cool.
Tried to get the Pope on.
That would have been awesome.
I would think if you're Peyton Manning, you wouldn't have to write letters, though.
I would think
you would call your agent. That agent would call the Vatican and get their agent.
He had to write it with a quail pen. You know?
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm thinking. I'm watching this last set. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Yeah. You wrote two letters to the Pope and mailed them? What's the address? What the hell's going on here?
I think it's Heavenly Lane.
Could be. Could be, yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, that at least is a good idea.
Yeah, gave it a shot.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What the heck?
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Thunderstorms later on this afternoon. A possibility, anyway. And if you haven't heard yet, Bar Bingo for Friday night downtown is canceled. It's gone.
Yeah.
Shut down. All right. So it's not going to happen. We have a venue problem and got pulled yesterday. So no plans.
I'm sorry.
No plans for Friday night for us. So don't go down there, whatever you do, as far as going down for Bar Bingo. As far as a makeup date or location, nothing's been announced yet. So
I just feel bad because I hope the rally, because I know a lot of people booked rooms. They were going to stay the night, right? Just make it a thing for downtown. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they'll give them their money back, too, because I doubt it.
I don't think you're going to get your money back.
I hope so.
It's got nothing to do with, you know, if it were a cancellation over at Coors Field with a baseball game or something, you're not going to get your money back.
I bet just hoping. No. And then also, I mentioned this earlier. So somebody that listens to our show, she said, oh, my God, my sister's flying in for this specific Bar Bingo because we're going to hang out downtown, and I can't believe you canceled. And I said, why don't you try Meow Wolf? And then basically, she told me, you know, stick it where the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
Well, I think Meow Wolf's a great alternative.
And it's just not Bar Bingo, though. Well,
but there's like, I mentioned this earlier, there's only like four in the country. It's kind of special. So.
Not Bar Bingo. There's only one Bar Bingo in the country.
Yeah, and then somebody else, he had planned his wife's birthday around it. It was a surprise.
That was the perfect place to put that. Hey, wrong one. Fidel. You hit the wrong button, Fidel.
And then they were celebrating. And then the bartenders from Bud's Bar, they all got like a group are you waiting? You're just waiting.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Spadil's waiting. Watch He's this. The one hitting
watch
the buttons.
Watch hand me. On the trigger.
I pushed Spadil on the buttons this morning. Spadil, that's the wrong one. Stop.
Oh, my God. They got a group of girls for a girls' night out, and it's done.
That's better, Spadil. Good job.
Lots of sad stories out there.
Yeah, lots of sad stories.
Lots of sad stories about our bingo being canceled. But then there are some happy stories.
Fidel, there are some
happy stories. Like some of the people on Jamie's Bravo Bunch were like, I'm so happy because I wasn't able to make it so I can make the next one, which is rude.
That is rude.
It is rude. I got an update for you on something.
Okay, good.
Now, crocodile.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, no.
We should have said that. We should have said that we canceled it because Lyle Crocodile became a stalker.
Now. Not Lyle. It's Nile now.
Then he became a stalker, and so we had to cancel it.
For protective reasons.
Yeah. That would have been a great story.
Well, we heard from him this morning. He's texted again. So we'll go through this when we come back.
I haven't even seen it. Oh. He did?
Yeah. And not only that, but a former girlfriend of Crocodile. No. She also texted.
Seriously, we got people coming out of the woodwork.
I haven't seen any of this.
Someone sent me a DM on Instagram of Niall's picture.
No, they did not. Yep. Oh, my God.
We saw his picture.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
He is.
He's a good-looking guy.
He was hiking like a 14er in this
picture. Yeah, well, he's writing you again. He's not gone away.
Cool.
All right, we'll get to this.
She sounds so excited.
Cool. That's Fidel. Stop it like this. Fidel.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. Excuse me, they're the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You'll get it today. Podcast after 10 o'clock. Go listen because you'll get the explanation of the cancellation of Bar Bingo, as only Jamie can tell you, right?
It was story time
with Jamie.
Yeah.
You'll get it there. The Odyssey app is absolutely free. Now, let me explain Nile Crocodile. He is a friend of a friend who works here. And this guy is single, and he's interested in Jamie White. And this person that works here has tried to hook the two of them up. Well, since we started talking about it, Niall's taking it upon himself to go ahead and text the show on Textnado and just take the bull by the horns, right?
No, that's cringe.
What?
It's cringe.
What do you mean it's cringe? I was just explaining where we're at right now.
Okay, God.
I'm not saying that you need to go.
Just saying the bull by the horns would be this, in my opinion. Okay? What? So I always have this problem where people want to date the show and not Jamie.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I think he wants to date you.
Well, there is some, there's some intrigue about the show,
like
right?
Like a fascination.
Yeah, oh my God, are they really like there? And so they tend to want to date the show and not Jamie, me. And so that's always a little awkward for me. Like, what are you really in it for? Like, what?
It's hard to separate you and the show.
Well,
it's hard to separate that. So I don't know what he's done. I feel like that Niall has been very, not aggressive. He's very interested in Jamie, not the show as much.
Okay, well, if that's the truth, if that's the truth and you don't want to be a part of the show, what you do is you contact our mutual friend.
Yeah.
You ask her to ask me if she can give him my number. And then you just text me and not the show because you're more concerned about Jamie than the show.
Well, that's just boring as hell. That gives me no material to use on the show. I need material, Jamie, to move forward with this little love fest
here. And the thing is, if he just did that, then he wouldn't really be a part of the show. So I think he is enjoying being a part of the show, which is very concerning to me because we know, we've dated people like that just are show people. Does that make sense?
Man, oh man, oh man. The show part is so much better than that bull crap that you're explaining down.
No, because if you really want to take bull by horns, you do it correctly and respectfully. And you contact Danielle and you go, hey, can you ask Jamie if I can have her phone number? And I would obviously say yes. And then she would give Niall my phone number and then he would text me. And we could do this privately.
Niall, just hang in there. I may have to go out with you, Niall, before it's said and done, okay, buddy? Just hang in there, okay?
All right,
so we got another text.
Oh my God.
As you know, we had a text last week, and Niall had gone off to Hawaii with Mommy, okay?
Mommy.
And so he texted us from Hawaii a couple of times, and we read those on the air. Well, then we went a day there, and we never heard from him.
Right.
And I got quite concerned for your love life, okay?
Right. Yeah.
I got quite concerned, and I mentioned it yesterday.
We
Niall, where the hell are you? Where you at, Niall?
Yeah.
And so this morning I walk in. First thing I do.
Shocker, he texted the show.
I go to Spadil, and I say, Spadil, you got to log me in here with text data. I got to find out about Niall. See if he texts. Sure enough. Oh, my gosh. My day was made because there it was. From Niall himself. All right, you ready?
Yeah, because
all right, let me read what he wrote that I found on the system this morning. Okay, Spadil, can you give me a little music for this?
boy, I love you so. Never ever ever
knocking boots, man.
Once I get my hands on you.
Check it. Perfect song, Spadell. Perfect.
So that is another point. Wait.
Oh, boots, baby.
She knows my name. No doubt,
Jamie. This is great.
How'd she get in my
room? This is my story, not yours. So can I agree with Carson on something?
What?
You are keeping the show portion of this alive, and I don't want this to be a show.
All right, you're right.
You just want to take it down.
And he is right. Carson is right. You are the BJ Torpedo. It's happened year after year
time after
time. Year after year well, after year
yes,
after year
yes, yes.
after year
okay,
after
it.
Year.
Got
That's
it.
How long we've been together
got it.
Of my
got it.
Life. And there's a few more years.
Well, it's a shame to have these texts and not read them. So I'm going to go ahead and read them.
Oh,
all
here
right,
we go.
So here's what I'll do.
Okay.
Here's what I'll do.
All right.
Spadell, no more knocking boots, okay? Just give me something else. Oh, yeah, pony. I love pony. Ride that pony. Now, crocodile. Like a pony. But now kill the music. Jamie's getting disgusted with me. All right, let me just read.
Sure, yeah, okay. Yep, do that.
I like having the music support, though. All right, this is from Now Crocodile as of this morning. He said, back from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I tune in. That means that he was questioning, you know, the, if, yesterday.
Yeah.
That BJ Torpedo, it hit me right between the eyes. But it's going to take more than that to sink this big boat.
He did not write that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh,
on
yeah.
the,
right
no let me see.
Yeah.
Let me
yeah.
see.
It did.
Let me
what?
See.
What?
Let me see. Now you hold on. Now I'm looking. I gotta get these on. Hold
oh
on.
My God! Can I, not
I can
just
vouch.
Go ahead and do this?
Wait, no, I don't see it.
Yeah, at the very bottom. Look at the very bottom line. That's where it starts.
Hit me, but
with our textnado, you have to read upwards.
It doesn't say anything between his eyes.
Well, I'm adding.
He says,
words.
"Of course, yeah. I tune in. The BJ Torpedo hit me, but it will take more to sink the ship." Oh my God!
That's exactly what he said.
But there was
all
no
right, let
eyeballs.
Me read it my
there
way.
There was no eyeballs.
Of course, I tune in. That BJ Torpedo hit me right between the eyes.
He didn't say that.
But it'll take more than that to sink this big boat. I
he
love
said,
that part.
He said ship.
Let's
he
see.
Said, he said a ship.
I suppose I'm forced now to ask Jamie out on a date through Textnado.
No.
Publicly.
No.
That's exactly
so,
what she doesn't
does
want to happen.
Does that say that?
So here
it does.
Goes.
Does that say
it? Does.
Yeah, it does.
No, it does it?
It does, yes.
Verbatim.
Well, I have to ask Carson because he has.
I can verify.
He's honest.
I can verify.
Oh, my God.
Well, there was no big old boat. It was a ship.
So here goes.
And there were no eyeballs.
Spadell, can you give me that music again?
Boy, I love you so.
So here goes.
Go. He's really asking me out on the freaking text name.
Jamie.
That word.
Every show.
Jamie, would you like to go out on a date with me? I totally agree that bar bingo would not be the appropriate way to do this. But what would you think would be the best first date? Bye bye, Niall.
Her and a friend named Lynn. They checked me into the Holiday Inn. I didn't let her wait.
Great place to go, the Holiday Inn.
She blew me a kiss. I knew she wasn't new to this. I didn't want to.
Did they get this? I'm not done. I'm not done. Hang on just a second.
But can I just address?
Hey.
When can I address that?
After I read the next
okay.
one. You gotta have this next one here okay. in order to put the pieces of the puzzle together, okay? Because the next one is a big surprise we got this morning. Not only from Now Crocodile, but from a former girlfriend.
Oh, those always go well. We
oh,
had
yeah.
that one.
This
remember when we had
well.
That with Superman?
Yeah.
Superman's girlfriend, yeah. our ex-girlfriend, chimed in.
This is the ex-girlfriend. Spadell, hit it again.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never,
that's a great tune. That's a great. Off to the Holiday Inn we go. All right, here's what the old girlfriend says. She says, oh, my gosh, I totally know Niall. We dated a couple of months ago.
Okay.
Now, I don't want anyone to know that I've written this show.
This is how it went with Superman last time.
She then says, I just want to say, Now Crocodile is very charming.
Okay, that's not how it went with Superman.
Just saying.
Well,
now, how about that?
Okay.
A former girlfriend has put the stamp
yeah,
of approval on Now Crocodile.
Know if that's his mom texting
him. I mean, honestly, it could be anyone.
Yeah.
Who cares? Who cares?
But the thing is, I mean, it could be his mom going, and he's like, "Hey, mom, it text
could,
the show."
It could be him texting from one of his friends from yeah. Danielle's number.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Maybe he used Danielle's phone.
What do you think, Jamie? You've seen his picture. He's a good-looking dude.
I mean, he's got you know, he's got good teeth, and that's my thing.
Yeah, he's a good-looking.
They're all
guy.
Lined up
yeah.
perfectly. And I'm seems really a nice. Fan of good teeth.
He seems nice. He's got a great personality, it seems.
He has a job.
He has a job. You've never had that
step
before.
Up. I know. No. Yeah, that is a step up.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, here's what.
You've always dated Checkbook Charlie.
We never named him Checkbook Charlie. At least I know of. He didn't have a checkbook.
That's what I called him. Checkbook Charlie. Yeah, he's always taking your checkbook from you. Yeah. No. All right. So what do you think? No, crocodile. Do I kind of like this.
Do you think I have to pay his alimony too?
No. I don't think so. And the former girlfriend, that's really what tops it off for me this morning, because he was kind of iffy. I got to be honest with you, okay? Off in Hawaii with mommy and all that. But when the former girlfriend comes back and gives you a thumbs up saying that he's very charming, charming is a good word for
that
a guy.
That is a good word. But again, we don't have proof who it is, right? Yeah, right.
We don't care at this point. Yeah, I don't care.
I care. And number two, here's what I don't like, okay? What? As long as that... All right, the fact that he says he agrees with me that Bar Bingo is not an appropriate first date, that is fantastic.
He agreed with
right,
that.
He did agree with that. What I don't like is him asking me, what is an appropriate first date for you?
See, you got to take the bull by the horns on that and just be like, this is what we're
doing. No, you're missing it. You're missing it.
You don't ask me what I want to do. You plan it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying. You take the bull by the horns as a guy, and you're like,
I thought you were saying you as in me.
No. Now we come back to the show.
I apologize.
Jamie comes off as intimidating in a way to date, so he doesn't want to blow it that way. So he's asking you, would you like to do as far as doing something?
I'm not intimidating. You know who I am?
You are intimidating.
I'm a little flower.
You intimidate me right now.
I'm a tiny, tiny flower.
All right. What do you think?
That just blows in the wind quietly and
softly. Let's think about it and see if we hear from him again.
But you understand, like that, it's not an intimidation thing. I hate starting out like that. I'm saying it would have been like, I need like man, right? Yeah. I need man.
Like you know? I picked you up, we go on dates. Yeah. This is where we'll be.
Yes, I need man like that.
Maybe after the show, he'll be down in the parking lot with some raw meat in his mouth. Who knows? With his shirt off.
No, but you know, because I already like have my own life and I have my, you know, I'm buttoned up, right? I have everything. I don't need anybody, right? I have my own money. I have my own stuff. And so, but what I would like to have is like man, you know?
Man.
Not like, so where would you want to go? Like, what would be good for you? Like, where do you want to, like, what would be perfect for you?
Niall, there you go. Niall, you got to work with it.
That's how
what
it
are you
sounded
do
to
now,
me.
Now?
Don't you hear his voice going?
No, I don't. I don't hear that at all.
Where do you want to go? What would be good for you?
No, see.
I want man.
I feel like you're the one
grab me by the hair. Take me place.
No, that's, I see him as being a guy that's being very considerate. I don't know. All right, well, you make the decision. Okay, it's up to you. I'm sure we'll hear from him again.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yay.
And he'll be manly the next time.
Ooh, boy, I love you so. Never, ever, ever gonna let you go.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.